live here. You do not live here. This is not your home. A fearful environment is not your home. An unhappy environment is not your home. A worrying environment is not your home. A sick environment is not your home. You don't live here. We are trying to reach your real home. We're trying to reach your real peace. We're trying to reach your real peace. Not the peace that comes and goes. We're trying to reach your real peace. We're trying to reach God. Your real peace. Your creator is your real peace. Love is your real peace. Your real self is your real peace. And we're trying to reach your real self, your real peace. You know what home is? It's a place where you are truly welcome. That's what your home is. It's a place where you're truly welcome. That's where your home is. It's any place that you're truly welcome. That's where your home is. It's any place where you're truly welcome. That's where your home is. We are trying to reach God, which is the place where you're truly welcome, which is the place that you're at home, which is the place where you're totally rested, which is the place that you're totally certain, which is the place that you're totally peaceful, which is the place that you're totally abundant. We're trying to reach a real home. Do not forget to repeat today's idea very frequently. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Do that with your eyes open. You have your eyes open. You say, God speaks to me all through the day. Then you're going to close your eyes when possible. You're going to say, God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Then you sit quietly, sort of like you're doing right now, and repeat the idea whenever you can. Close your eyes on the world. 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 And realize that you are inviting God's voice to speak to you. I'm inviting God's voice to speak to me. I'm inviting God's voice to speak to me, to me, to me. I mean, you might have spoke to Moses, but I need you to speak to me. I'm inviting God's voice. I'm inviting the truth. I'm inviting my inner guidance. I'm inviting God to speak to me. Take a moment to do that. So I invite the truth to speak to me. I invite God to speak to me. I invite the Creator to speak to me. And I'm going to do it by closing my eyes on the world. And I'm going to say, God's voice speaks to me all through the day. That's my invitation. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. It's the same as saying, love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. That's one of the workbook lessons. Lesson 20. Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Incredible. It's possible to listen to God's voice all through the day. It's possible to listen to it all through the day. Oh, yeah. Let's say that real quick again. It says, it's possible to listen to your guidance all day without interrupting your regular activities in any way. There's a part of you that's in contact with God right now, whether you are aware of it or not. There's a part of you that's aware of your connection with your Creator right now, whether you are aware of it or not. There's a part of you that is aware of your Creator, whether you are aware of it or not. It's the other part of your mind that functions in the world. The part of your mind that functions in the world. Now, what is the part of your mind that functions in the world? Well, the part of your mind that functions in the world is the part of your mind that obeys the world and the world's rules and the world's laws, which of course calls fear's rules and fears. When the Course says world, it's not talking about the United States of America. When it says world, it's talking about your perception. You live in your perception. Your perception is your world. And so the Course is saying that the part of your mind that is obeying the world is the part of your mind that's constantly distracted, disorganized, and uncertain. So if you feel distracted, disorganized, and uncertain, it's because you are listening to the part of your mind that obeys the laws of fear. And there are laws of fear, just like there are laws of love. And in order to keep the laws of fear from really biting you in your butt, you have to know how they operate, and you have to know how to recognize them. It's hard to avoid a bear that you don't recognize. So to be ignorant of how fear operates, to be ignorant of how your anger operates, your worry operates, is a form of denial that hurts you because it keeps you unaware of how to recognize the problem before you get involved with it. Right? So every time you're distracted, disorganized, or uncertain, that means you're listening to the part of your mind that's been educated by minds that are afraid and uncertain and distraught and frantic and fearful. That's who taught you. Now, I want to take a moment to introduce you to somebody. I want to introduce you to the part of you that is totally at rest and totally certain. Okay. Are you interested?
Yes.
Because the part of your mind that's listening to God, the part of your mind that's listening to the truth, the part of your mind that's listening to yourself, the part of your mind that's listening to yourself, the part of your mind that's listening to yourself is totally certain and has no doubts. So when you're listening to yourself, you can always tell, because when you're listening to yourself, you have no doubts.
That's very good.
Now, this is the part of the sentence that's the real trip. But then it turns around and says, and that's the only part of your mind that's really real. Don't forget that part. The part that's totally certain, the part of you that has no doubt, the part of you that's not afraid, that part of you is the only part of you that's truly real. That's the only part of you that truly exists. That's the only part of you that truly exists is the part of you that's totally without doubt and totally confident. So any part of you that has doubt and has uncertainty, by definition, has to end. Now, that doesn't thrill a lot of people because it sounds like I'm trying to get rid of you.
But it doesn't. It's like, wait a minute. It's the part that's distraught and afraid and uncertain. It's got to go. My days are numbered.
And that's what we call death. It was just, the death is the end of the you that never existed.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to die, you need to wake up to who you really are. Because what's not you is going to die. So you're going to win either way it goes, but you can save yourself a lot of terror. Because if the unreal you ends, then the real you still lives.
And if the real you is the only part that's real, then it really doesn't matter what the unreal you is doing. It's not having any real effect on anything real anyway. So give yourself a break. You're having no effect on anything. Haven't you noticed? Haven't you noticed? Haven't you noticed you don't look like you really have no effect on much of anything that's happening, if you be honest with yourself? So that should make you feel innocent. You're not doing nothing to nobody. They don't even know you exist.